Well, this is an exciting day. We're going to have the ordination of James today in the second service. But this service, what I'd like to do is have a time of prayer, specifically for our leadership. So Donna's wondering if you could come up here and come on up, Josh. Yes, you, James. And we're going to embarrass you one more time. How about that? Paul oftentimes speaks of the need for prayer for leadership, and specifically he requests prayer for himself. In 2 Thessalonians 3:1, he says, pray for us. In 1 Thessalonians 5:25, he says, brethren, pray for us. And in Hebrews 13:18, he says, pray for us, for we desire to conduct ourselves honorably in all things. So our desire is to conduct ourselves honorably in all things. And we ask you to pray for us. And I'm going to ask, maybe I could just have a show of hands. Who would pray for us this morning? Dave? Okay. Kim? Andrew? Okay, would you pray for us? And pray for us also. Okay. We're going to start with Dave, and let's just rise and pray for us together. Thank you so much for doing this.
Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for these men that you have blessed us with. I thank you, Lord, for your word that is so needed in our hearts and our minds and our lives. And these men's desire to rightly divide that word, to live out that word, to direct, to encourage, strengthen. And Father, I just ask you to empower them, teach them, encourage them, Father, strengthen them for the task that you have before them. In Jesus' name.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for your Son, Jesus, who gave his all for us and made it possible that we could have a relationship with you and that we could abide with you forever. Dear Lord, I'm so thankful for the men that you've given to us in this church. And I know they love you very much, and they always strive to do what's right. Lord, thank you for giving us these men, these leaders, and their heart for you. And I just thank you, too, as over the years I've seen these young men come along. And when I first came to this church, I didn't know who would be coming along next, and I couldn't be happier, dear Lord. You've given us wonderful men that come together in prayer, and all the men in this church, I thank you for it, dear Lord. And I just ask you to protect these men, our leaders, and help them in their daily life and everything, and protect their families and themselves. And I just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, would I lift up our leaders? Thank you so much for giving us leadership. Truly desire to take your word that you've given to them and accurately handle it, Father, and teach us and cause us to grow. Father, I pray for protection for their families. But when you tell me that the devil roars like a lion, goes around the earth looking for someone to devour, so Father, I pray you protect these men. Keep them honorable, Father. Thank you so much for their steadfastness in their decision to serve you, for it is truly a step of faith. I lift them up for you. So pray in your name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I ask your blessings on these men. Be with them. Be in their heart. Give them the guidance they need to achieve the welfare and desires of this church. I ask your blessings on all of these members and this family, so that they would be supportive of their will and their actions. In Jesus' name I pray.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the guidance that these men give, for the direction that they provide us. Continue to support them. Continue to give us the word that you have spoken. And continue to look after each and every one. This church will
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.